Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Muted reaction to yesterday's mini-budget from Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana. The Bloomberg headline, South African budget leaves investors cold as deficit widens. Against the background of a stronger rand, lower bond yields and a rising JSE, we had been expecting a teaspoon or so of good news. What we got was the reverse. The budget shortfall has increased to 5%, up from 4.5%. Tax revenues will be short 22.3 billion rand. Gross government debt will hit 75.5% of GDP next year, also slightly higher than forecast. And that's supposed to be an upper limit, by the way, but we've heard that before. Note that 21 cents in every rand of revenue now goes towards servicing debt. Growth for this year has been lowered to just 1.1%, averaging 1.8% over the next 3 years. Why are tax revenues down? Well, there's been a drop in duties received from diesel as load shedding recedes, and a drop in VAT from imported solar panels. On the plus side, nothing at all for indebted SOEs like Transnet, Eskom, SAA and all the rest. Godongwana told MPs the days of state bailouts are over. Nothing either for the NHI nor education, but an additional 11 billion rand has been allocated to an incentive program to encourage some 30,000 civil servants to take early retirement. No worries though for MPs, some 220 million rand has been allocated to them to adjust their salaries upwards. Bloomberg comments that the budget update shows public finances are under increasing pressure, heightening the need for the new coalition government to lure more investment to the continent's biggest economy. The problem, of course, is that with the likes of Transnet dysfunctional, cities like Johannesburg collapsing, attracting new investors is difficult, to say the least. So, how did the markets themselves react? The JSE All-Share and Top 40 were both down 0.6%, tracking world markets as much as anything else. The rand, more or less unchanged, 17.68 to the dollar, 19.18 to the euro, 22.89 to sterling this morning, and that's with the dollar edging weaker, 1.09 to the euro. The government 10-year bond rate rose immediately after Godongwana spoke, but has since recovered to about where it was yesterday morning, 9.285%. And no word yet from any of the ratings agencies. Further afield, London's FTSE ended down 0.7%. On Wall Street, the Dow down 0.2%, the S&P 500 down 0.3%, the Nasdaq down 0.8%. Tokyo this morning down 0.5%, Hong Kong up 0.6%, Sydney down 0.2%. Gold just off a fresh record high, 2,784, platinum 1,009, Bitcoin 72,322, and Brent crude oil just under $73 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.